So Richard Branson did something extraordinary overnight, flew to the edge of space in Virgin Galactic to tell us all about it. Astro Dave, good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Darren. Good to be with you.
Okay, before we get to your explanation, here's Richard Branson. He recorded this while he was on the edge of space.
To all you kids down there, I was once a child with a dream, looking up to the stars. Now I'm an adult in a spaceship with lots of other wonderful adults looking down to our beautiful, beautiful Earth. To the next generation of dreamers, if we can do this, just imagine what you can do. Yay!
There you go. There's Richard Branson overnight in Virgin Galactic. So what about that, Dave? That's fantastic.
I think he deserves that accolade. The guy started this. He's put a lot of effort into it. Most of his life's in that, and this is a great achievement. We're watching the first commercially operated suborbital space flight in history, like people did when they watched Orville Wright fly. Difference, of course, is in the type of vehicle we've got and the technology, but he is technically now the father of space tourism, and well done. I think, you know, the guy deserves it, and you can see the smile on his face. We watched it. I watched it live. I stayed up most of the night. This is history right before our very eyes in a world that needs a good story, Darren.
Yeah, very true. And how long did he actually stay up there? Oh, they, because he wasn't the only one.
Only 12-minute flight. There wasn't much in it. I mean, once they started off the ground there, you're probably looking at about maybe 90 minutes from start to finish. But it was a suborbital flight. It was not basically get rid of that little message. It wasn't into space. It was a suborbital flight, pretty much like we saw in the early 60s when Alan Shepard flew, the first American in space. They reached a height of around 88K. Now, let's not nitpick this. I mean, you know, you're almost there. It's called the Kármán line, K-A-R-M-A-N. And it's an attempt to define the boundary between where the atmosphere ends and where space starts, named after Theodor von Kármán, a Hungarian physicist. You know, it's like me coming into your city and driving into the city towards Hobart, and I see the city, welcome to Hobart, you know, the big sign, and I go around behind it and I come back out. Well, have I visited Hobart? Technically, yes, I have. I haven't stayed there and visited, but I have been there.
All right, so it's kind of like when I went to New Zealand en route to the United States. So I was at Auckland Airport for an hour and a half, so technically I've been there, but really I haven't, yeah.
Yeah. Look, by the way, you know, the vehicle itself is called Eve, the carrier aircraft. And a lot of people don't know that he named that after his mother. His mother is called Eve, of course, you know. And there's a nice little picture on the front of it. I've been there and seen this. A picture of his... everybody wants to talk about this this business. it's just a great time. I think it's a good time to be alive, and it's a good time to watch this and see this guy develop a space business, you know, that we've never had before. Mm. He could have been Orville Wright in another time quite easily.
Mm. So, obviously, it's, you know, it's commercial business. So when does he intend to actually start taking paying customers up there?
He's already got paying people on the books there, and I think he'll start flying in 2022 on a regular basis. He did make the statement that when he comes back, he's going to make an announcement to the world that's going to make it a lot easier for most people to go and fly in space.
Right.
And I'll make a prediction there. Darren, I'll just see how we go with this one, that it might be a reduction in the cost, which is around $250,000 at the moment.
Okay. Now, where's Jeff Bezos up to with his flight? Now, he actually wants to go past the Kármán barrier, yeah?
Well, he wants to go over 90 to 100. 100K is where he wants to be, and he'll probably do it okay.
And he's actually, so he's got, because Virgin Galactic, they have a mothership, and then the galactic ship detaches from the mothership and then flies. And and Bezos is actually, he's got a rocket ship, right?
Yep, that's the difference, yeah. He flies up in a rocket and comes and lands back down on the ground. This one came back as a plane and landed on a runway, yep.
Mm. All right, well, put your lotto tickets in, Dave, 250K.
Yeah. Good on you, Darren. Good to talk to you.
All right, thanks for that. Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye, right, mate.
Oh, you can check out Dave's excellent website, by the way. That's what is that website address, Dave? No, it's gone. Just search for Astro Dave and you'll find him. And he'll have lots of stories about that Virgin Galactic flight, I'm sure. 7AD.